Hi, I'm Lawrence Gellien, author of many books on spirituality and the paranormal. I've taught these subjects around the world. I welcome you to my podcast, Lawrence Gellien's The Silence of the Mind. I teach what is called Mushin in Japanese, Wuxin in Chinese. In other words, no mind, or the mind without mind. This is just a roundabout way of saying that we explore the world as it is. That includes your inner world, too. Accordingly, we delve into the unconscious and discover your true self. I will assist you in knowing, feeling, and using the life energy that flows in every corner of the universe. I am offering you the opportunity to join me now on this journey of self-discovery. So today we begin with the first episode of Lawrence Gellien's The Silence of the Mind by bringing you great news. You are immortal. As such, where do you proceed from there? Okay, what are you doing right now? You might want to say listening or driving or maybe working out. But you couldn't be doing any of these things if you weren't already breathing. A symphony of events are happening in your body at this moment that permit you to listen. Today, I want to talk about just one of these events, your breath. Ordinarily, most people breathe with very shallow breaths. And you know, if it's the middle of the night and you're sound asleep and suddenly you hear a crash downstairs, you try to breathe as quietly as possible. Some people, because of their childhood, because they didn't want to be noticed for whatever reason, really got into the habit of breathing with extremely shallow breaths. Like if they made any louder sound, this might attract the wrath of a parent, or later in life, if they were in an abusive relationship, the attention of a partner. But then some of us also know that when things go really haywire and we're involved in, say, a physical fight, when our lives might be threatened, we breathe more heavily and more rapidly. Our body is sending as much oxygen to our muscles as possible under those rare but extreme circumstances. A simple thing like breathing is really profound. Here I'm referring to how when we cry, normally our chest heaves up and down, and sometimes it's difficult to catch our breath. Again, people who, for whatever reason, as children, did not want to attract attention to their crying, learn to tighten their stomachs, their chests, and to breathe in little sips of air so that they sometimes could prevent themselves from crying. I'm sure you've seen many adults, especially men, because men don't cry, as they used to teach us, with these permanent frowns on their faces, their brows knitted together, and their chins held very tightly, perhaps jutting out a bit. We've all heard expressions like, "He has a stiff upper lip," or "Take it on the chin," "down in the mouth." What's happening here when we say such expressions? Well, we all know from when we cried hysterically for whatever reason, we have an expression for that too. He or she broke down. That really is referring to what physically occurs in the body when we are about to cry. At first, our jaw starts trembling. Tears well up in our eyes, our chests start to heave, and then we open our mouths and sob. Just look at a baby crying, and then you know why many adults have their jaw so stiff that their jaw doesn't start to tremble. They seize their brows. They squeeze them so tight that the tears don't escape. They don't expand their chest as they breathe, and they keep their mouths tight and expressionless so that their mouths don't open and a whale might escape. Wow, that was a lot. I hope I didn't make you too emotional with that description, but we're going all the way in this podcast. This podcast is for the courageous ones out there, the ones who really want to reach the goal in this life. The message for today is that you can cry if you want to. You are now an adult. I sometimes scream and cry into a pillow. Pillows are great for that kind of thing. You can excuse yourself generally most of the time from the room and go to the restroom if you can't control your crying and you're not in a place where you can grab a pillow. Or go into that room where they've put all the coats and let all your rage, sorrow, or frustration out. You are no longer a child who must, quote, sit and accept his or her punishment, unquote. In other words, you have resources. You can fight back. And I teach that the best way to fight back is to breathe. How is that fighting back? Well, I am offering you a method. Actually, I will, throughout this podcast, offer you many methods to step into your full power and glory as a human being. First, you need to lay down and observe how you breathe normally. I guess you can do that if you are sitting at this moment. I wouldn't recommend doing this exercise if you are driving a car, because I want you to focus your attention on your body. So first, we observe our stomach. Does it expand when we inhale? If not, you are probably a shallow breather. Second, we observe our chest. Does our chest expand when we inhale? Again, if our chest is like it's made of cement or concrete, that's another sign of a shallow breather. Those of you who are studying or who have studied various forms of spirituality know that energy is always trying to flow throughout the body. The free flow of this energy is essential for our health, our mental, spiritual, and physical health. If we are a shallow breather, that means that for probably decades, you have blocked the free flow of life energy throughout your body. Crying is good. You also cannot experience a great orgasm if you are blocking the free flow of energy throughout your body. You can even charge up your body with the life force by having orgasms. Crying is not something you should try to repress. Of course, maybe not in the middle of the executive board meeting, but like I said, there are always bathrooms, pillows, coats, and other ways to cry with no one noticing. Sometimes you can just go outside, go to the side or back of the building, walk in the parking lot and let yourself cry. If you are working in a huge city like New York or Mexico City, no one will even notice if you walk a block or so and just start crying as you walk along the sidewalk. We are so obsessed with what other people are thinking about us. But the truth is, they generally have so many problems of their own that they are dealing with that they don't even notice if you're crying. The first tool I will offer you is deep breathing. You need to start breathing more deeply. Do this exercise in private or with a group of explorers like yourself who want to do the exercise I give each week in a group. It's great to have a group of friends to practice with. Begin by removing your shoes and socks. Open your mouth wide. Then start with deep inhalations and deep exhalations. You can be standing or lying down for this exercise. If you are standing, do not lock your knees. Let there be a little bounce in your knees. Create a sound with the air rushing into and out of your mouth, a sound like the ocean waves or maybe the wind in the trees, like this. Let's not be shy here. When you are having sex or masturbating, when you are very close to orgasm, you produce a very breathy sound. That sound is very similar to the sound I want you to produce now in this exercise. Then, deliberately expand your stomach as you inhale and deflate your stomach as you exhale. Finally, expand first your stomach and then your chest as you inhale, and then contract your chest and then stomach as you exhale. This is not an easy exercise. You may feel dizzy if you are standing. Don't worry. Just immediately draw your attention to the soles of your feet on the ground and continue breathing. The dizziness will go away. However, it is physically uncomfortable to breathe deeply, making this whooshing sound as you inhale and exhale. It's uncomfortable because we rarely breathe this way unless we are running a long foot race, spinning, or about to come. I know from my own experience and the experience of people I know who practice this breathing exercise that you will experience an urge to give up after about a minute or so. I would like you to discover how you breathe this week and to do this breathing exercise as many times as you can before our next podcast. If you can breathe with the deep breaths for at least 10 minutes a day, I would say you are making great progress. You will make me really proud of you. Ideally, you want to breathe like a baby. Again, if you can, look at a baby. That baby's stomach and chest expand as they inhale and contract as they exhale, for the baby has not yet learned to constrict the free flow of life energy that flows through their bodies. Other than their birth experience, which can be quite traumatic for most infants, they have not yet encountered strict parents, disapproving romances, alcoholics, dangerous situations, and so forth. Be at peace. We do have answers. I do not claim to make you, nor do I want you, to be happy all the time. People who pretend to be happy all the time are fakes and phonies. There's a lot of people who think that being a spiritual person means that you never feel sad or angry. but I do want you to have a steady, stable foundation at all times, and that foundation is your breath. Your breath will take you deeply into being. I'll talk to you next time. Meanwhile, peace. If you enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to subscribe so you'll be notified when a new episode is posted. Rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. If you feel so inclined, give it a 5-star review. I conclude today's broadcast with my motto that I recommend you say with me because it applies to you and to me. There is one consciousness, omnipresent, integral, and coherent. This consciousness is the ground of all being. I am this consciousness.